Metro Atlanta, what can we expect over the next couple of days or so?
Looks like the most significant impacts have been shifting northward, and that includes for the Atlanta Metro as well. So for all of the Metro now, they are included in the winter storm warning, and that gives them the potential for 1 to 2 inches of mainly snow for Metro Atlanta.
Sí, temblando, está muy frío.
Yes, I'm trembling, Jorge told me. It's very cold. Jorge and his work partner got stuck overnight in their truck on the ramp from I-85 to Georgia 400 near Midtown Atlanta. They had planned for snow, he said, but not for the ice that formed in what seemed like an instant and trapped hundreds of cars at that intersection for freezing hours. We ran out of gas and we were without heat, Jorge said, and it's very cold, he said again. With only hoodie sweatshirts over T-shirts, as temperatures plunged into the teens, he and his partner were in real trouble until Paul Hovey came along.
I saw him on the Buford Spring Connector down there, so I figured I'd give him a ride back to a gas station. They were just on the side of the road.
Were they cold?
Yeah, they still are.
They weren't alone. Rick Acree of Douglasville said he and 13 fellow passengers were stuck on a stranded MARTA bus near the North Spring station for 18 hours. Acree said the temperature inside the bus eventually dipped to 40, so he and some others decided helping others might keep them warm.
A couple of times we were getting out pushing people, trying to move things along a little bit. We weren't freezing to death by any means, but we were all bundled up pretty good.
Tong Lu got stuck 5.5 hours into his usual 45-minute drive home from Alpharetta to Marietta. But he said volunteers from Roswell Presbyterian Church put him up for the night, along with about 100 others.
It's a wonderful mix of all kinds of people here. Yeah, we all had our funny stories. Everybody was so lucky. And I believe they probably saved some people's life here.
Back in Midtown, Paul Hovey drove Jorge and his co-worker back to their truck with a full can of gasoline. They might still have had hours more to wait, but thanks to Paul, the time would not be quite so cold. Dennis O'Hare, WABE News.
Scott Kiefer left his Cobb County home Tuesday and headed to work at the original El Taco restaurant in Virginia Highland, where he works as an executive chef.
And there was already at 12:30, there was already ice conditions on the interstate, and I could tell right away it was going to be a bad situation. By the time I got to work, we saw the city basically grind to a halt.
And now Kiefer is stuck in Virginia Highland.
I had planned to stay in the restaurant overnight. Fortunately, I have a friend that lives real close by that knew of my situation and called me and said, no, please come, stay at my house. So I was able to find a place to bunk down for the night. But I'm looking at the situation today, and I think it's probably, I don't have any hope of getting back to Cobb County today either. Not really. I expect it's probably going to be a day or two before I get home.
Still, Kiefer considers himself fortunate.
Compared to what is out there in the community, one of my number two, my assistant at my restaurant, my sous chef, spent the night, he spent 12 hours in his car trying to get home. Never made it, wound up staying with a friend, but he spent a lot longer out in worse conditions. There are a lot of people that spent the night in their cars or couldn't go anywhere, so I feel like I'm considerably better off.
That was also the case with Lee Wilson. She works at Pace Academy in Buckhead, and it took her 3 hours to get home Tuesday instead of her normal 20 minutes.
I was thinking everybody in the world must have gotten off work and out of school at the exact same time because there was just nowhere to go on any of the roads. I tried alternate routes and ended up even more stuck than, I could have ever imagined.
Wilson says the long drive was frustrating.
I was stir crazy. I was just feeling really caught because you're so helpless and powerless to do anything about it. All you can do is simply sit there.
But now Wilson says she felt petty.
When I saw the news this morning and realized that people have been in their cars for 16-plus hours without food, water, bathroom facilities, and so forth, I just felt, oh my God, I was one of the lucky ones.
Wilson says she's enjoying her day off and feels grateful she's home safe and sound. Michelle Worth, WABE News.
Deal has come under fire for saying the storm was, quote, unexpected. That's despite ample warning from local and national meteorologists. In a press conference with agency heads and Atlanta Mayor Kasim Reed, Deal said he obviously knew something was coming.
Mother Nature has a mind of its own, and it does what it chooses to do. And even with the best of forecasting, I don't think anyone could have totally predicted that this was going to have the magnitude within the short window of time in which it occurred.
Georgia remains in a state of emergency. Wednesday morning, more than 2,000 Metro Atlanta students were still stranded at school from the day before. Deal stressed the choice to keep schools open was up to local school districts. He said he didn't know whether declaring a state of emergency sooner would have affected anything.
We will talk with other departments such as local school superintendents as to whether or not they would have made a determination on their part had a declaration been issued earlier. I don't know whether that would have been the case or not.
He said shutting down a city is never an easy decision.
We don't want to be accused of crying wolf, because if we had been wrong, y'all have all been in here saying, well, you know how many millions of dollars you've cost the economy of the city of Atlanta and the state of Georgia by shutting down businesses all over this city and this state?
Deal and Mayor Reed agreed the main problem was the complete gridlock that began after first snowfall Tuesday. Deal said it was a mistake to have everyone leaving the city at the same time.
I think we learned from this experience. I think the staggering of the release of people, or at least the recommendation of the staggering of when they get on our roads, has to be taken as a primary consideration.
Mayor Reed suggested in the future schools be let out first, followed by private businesses, and finally government employees. Jonathan Shapiro, WABE News.
Atlanta Mayor Kasim Reed says there was one big mistake in the city's handling of the storm: failing to coordinate closing times for schools, businesses, and government.
During the day, we have 1 million to 1.2 million in the city, and all of those people were out in very bad weather. So it hampered our ability to get our equipment on the ground and to prepare the roads for that.
The state had been warned since last week the storm was coming, bringing potentially dangerous conditions. Hitting around noon Tuesday, the storm blanketed the metro area with around 2 inches of snow, icing roads, clogging the interstates, and leaving some drivers stranded in their cars overnight. The problems led Governor Nathan Deal to call a state of emergency for all 159 counties. Reed said the response was a big improvement over the response to the 2011 storm that essentially shut down the city for 3 days, though that storm hit on a Sunday night.
In 2011, the first day was like a play day. The second day was what's going on. And the third day, you know, members of the community were rightfully frustrated, and we mobilized. We were mobilizing for the first minute here.
Reed says the city is coordinating on the state level with the Georgia Department of Transportation, the state National Guard, and the state patrol to help stranded drivers in the area. He assured that city roads had been treated prior to the storm and plows were out shoveling streets. Atlanta Police Chief George Turner said around 900 accidents were called in due to the storm, and an untold number of people were still stranded on area roads. Turner also said a total of 8 schools kept some students overnight, adding that was the right decision on the part of Atlanta Public Schools.
We believe that the sheltering in place was the best result for our situation overnight.
As for a solution, Fire Department Chief Kelvin Cochran said,
none of these issues will begin to diminish until our city experiences a significant thaw.
The city could be in luck, though. The National Weather Service says temperatures are supposed to tick back up above freezing Thursday. Michelle Aloy, WABE News.